The current spoiler warning level is Azure.
Hey everybody, it's Azure, 'cause this is a real car from the real world. Hello friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista NG Muchu Shaka Paka. I'm Six Detmar.
What?
Muchu Shaka Paka?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Kirano, listen, I am reciting the generic like lines that play when aliens talk in KOTOR, which are just like just sound files that have nothing to do with the lines they're actually saying, that they just play.
Oh, right, yes. Well, yeah, because my girlfriend was playing KOTOR 1 recently, and I was like, oh, hey, because I played KOTOR 2 more than one, just because I think the game as a video game is more fun to play, even if I have my own complaints about, you know, some of Obsidian's writing. But basically, like the Twi'lek sound bites, even in the first game, are like, oh, I know that one. That one carried over to 2.
You didn't recognize Muchu Shaka Paka? That one's a classic.
That one I did not.
Which ones do you remember?
I can't really vocalize them. I just hear them and I go, yeah, that's familiar.
Okay. Well, it's time to pay the piper.
Yeah. I was going to say real quick, my favorite ones are, like, if I remember right, I think Weequays and, like, other similar pruny-skinned aliens tend to only have, I think they only have 2, no matter what they are saying. Like, they have, like, some of the least variety.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. KOTOR 1, by the way, if your Windows 10 is one of those Windows 10s that is not running it, that is a pain-in-the-ass game to get working on modern Windows.
I bet.
Unfortunately.
Have you heard of the Nintendo Switch?
Oh, is it on Switch?
Uh-huh. They ported it even, so like it runs pretty well.
Oh. Wow.
But the problem is then you can't play 2 or on the Switch.
Oh.
Because their 2 port sucks.
That's strange, okay. Well, yeah, 2 but works fine on PC on Windows 10 as far as I'm aware. It's
it
1
does,
that doesn't
yeah.
work. So it's goofy. Anyway.
And it's not like there are save transfers or anything, so it doesn't really matter.
All right. Car people, you get your due this week, and mecha people, you can get the fuck out.
Cardi people! Technically, by the traditional definition of mecha in Japan, cars would be included.
I know.
I just like rubbing your nose in it, you know.
I know, you do.
The Porsche 911.
Alright, Porsche 911. Right, Porsche 911. Let's open.
Okay,
this
if you're doing this, let me go ahead and give you this page,
yeah,
which is the.
You give me the thing. You give
the 911 Classic. This is what we're starting with.
Because you're better at guiding me through the cars.
The 911 is a name that has been used a lot for marketing purposes, and so there are a ton of 911s that are behind the scenes, like have other names. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We will have to talk about the 996. Which is also a 911, right?
Okay. Well, you guide me in the order. I will just simply comment and talk about these. Let's see. So, what would be the earliest model? Because
1964.
1964. So they don't have a picture of it on Wikipedia. So let's look that up. Porsche. 1964.
It is the first autocomplete for me. If I type 1964.
Okay. You know. I will admit, this is kind of a cute car. The thing I've learned is, beyond K cars, I also tend to like coupes.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't really see, I feel like, as much, right? Like, I'm not crazy, right? Like, they're not as common, are they?
No, they're not as common. I mean, the thing is, like, rising gasoline prices, the rise of electric vehicles, I think sportier car, and also, you know, like, lowering income as opposed to, you know, like, maybe the number has gone up, but not compared to inflation, right? People want cars for really practical reasons mostly these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm just used to everything being a four-door, you know, kind
of. Of course.
Yeah. So it's just, I just, you know, I notice these coupes and I'm like, oh. All right, so the shape of this friend, we've got, starting at the front, we've got a pretty nice, like, bumper on the bottom. It actually has a pretty prominent bottom bumper, which is interesting for an older car like this. I just feel like on a lot of these older cars that we've looked at, they've tended to not have as much of a prominent bumper, like below the hood on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty prominent bumper. The bumper has two little, almost like teeth. It has these two like metal vertical pieces stuck in on the front of it. The bumper also has a like plastic, I'm assuming that's a plastic bar going around with like a metal trim around it.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And then you also have, looks like they don't always have these, but they can have these like little under lights, it looks like. Like you can see on this one, it has these like little under lights. I'm assuming maybe fog lights.
I think those are, I mean, primarily on racing models, because you get those on rally cars.
Yeah. It looks like there's a couple different even light types, because like that one there, the fancy racing one, has these circular ones. Then there's like a more normal one that has like square, little square lights. And then there's one that just has the caps for where you would put the lights on. Like caps over them.
Are those lights or on the square ones, or are they just reflectors?
Oh, those could just be reflectors. That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah, it looks like there's a couple of different options for something. You can have either a light, possibly a reflector, or nothing underneath if you want, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So, though one consistency we have is, we've got a set, instead of a grill, like, in the middle, we've got these, like, side grills? Like, they're on either side below the headlights, and then they also have the turn, I'm assuming those are the turn signal lights?
Yes.
That are on the front? But it's weird, because you've got, yeah, like, a little light bar with a, it's got a, you know, the turn signal light, it's got a single white light in there, it looks like, as well, which probably is, like, I don't know, what that would be for. And then you've got a grill though, which is just weird that it doesn't have a grill over the hood and instead it just has these like, you know, weird little side grills by the lights. Then you have circular headlights, and they protrude like up a decent bit compared to like the hood. Like they have these like bumps with them. They look like, you know, like frog eyes or something, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is kind of how I would anthropomorphize them. Then the hood has a dip with like an intake in the middle. And it looks like that's common on like every model of the 60s version. That's not just like a particular, like on racing models or anything. It looks like from what I can see, basically all of them have the same exact hood design.
Yeah, all of these are all air-cooled cars, and so you need an intake like that.
We'll say, sorry, I just saw this one. I like these colors on this one.
Oh, yeah, just a nice cream color there.
Mm-hmm. So the front of this is pretty unique looking, I think, just because the lights, mostly the lights, right? Just having these really tall, like, protruding forward lights on the sides, it just gives this car a very unique look. You know, nothing too special going on with the wheel wells. When you get to the doors, that you do have a side bumper that is also like the same thing of like a black plastic with like metal trim around it, along the bottom of the door.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing too special. It does have a little round mirrors, which makes sense for the time. If it even has mirrors, because now that I'm looking, looks like sometimes, I can't tell if this, okay, this has mirrors, they're just really small, okay. It's hard to see the one on the angle there. does have weird little small mirrors, I will say that. They're little small circular mirrors. Some models, obviously, people have put larger mirrors on them, it looks like, is maybe the other thing that's, like, kind of throwing me off.
No, a lot of these have, like, asymmetrical. They only have one mirror.
Oh, is it only a driver mirror? Is that why it's... Okay. That's why it's throwing me off. Duh, okay. Yep, okay. Only a driver side mirror. That would explain why I am, like, seeing different... Okay. But yeah, and then, pretty standard door handle, though. Like we said, it's a two-door sedan. The side windows are interesting, just because they have this nice little, like... I like the shape of them, the way they blend with the back windows there from the door. You just have this nice, like, pointed shape. The way the roof slants back is, like... It's got an interesting, like, curve to it on the back of it. Then for the rear of the car, you've got the same side bumper, like the same, you know, bumper kind of piece. The middle does not have a bumper area, though. It just has, you know, where you put the license plate, which is like a little rectangular indentation. It does have these two like metal pieces kind of matching the ones on the front there.
Yeah, they're protruding. Like, it's like there's not a bumper, but there is sort of like a catch, as it were, to like stop things from like directly impacting the car.
Yeah. There's also a big like set of vents on the back of this, like over the top of the trunk. It looks like, like basically a whole Hess grill on the back of it. Then no sunroof, I should note, and then you've got like the rear, you know, window there. The rear taillights are square. They actually look very modern for the '60s, just because they have that like rectangular shape that modern cars still can have to this day, basically. Whereas again, a lot of these old cars, we look at them and they just have all kinds of different, it feels like they have a lot of different designs for how to do things before they get standardized. It's got the exhaust on the back left side, if you're looking at the back of it on the left. Then you can see a little bit of like, I'm assuming that's like a little bit of plastic undercarriage there, like the little black that you can see sometimes hanging below. Like, if I show this here, you can see, like, a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Like I said, didn't know if that was plastic or just, hanging parts, but, you know.
I'm not an expert either. By the way, I do have to make a slight mea culpa. I forgot, like, the thing about the, like, I knew it in my head, but I kept, you know, I didn't realize that meant a different thing, didn't make sense. That intake on the hood, I don't know what that's for. Maybe it makes it to the engine, but the engine's in the back.
Oh, that's why it has the grill on the back.
And that's why there's no point in having a big grill on the front.
Okay. Weird. Okay. Huh.
Yeah. The 911, famously a rear engine car.
Didn't realize that. Oh, that, in some ways, that's kind of, okay. That's a little terrifying to me, just given the back. I know it has the catch, but it doesn't have a bumper. And I don't know, if I was driving this and I got rear-ended, I would be terrified about an engine pushing forward into me.
I mean, there's a lot of things that can push forward into you. I feel like it'd be harder to push an engine into you than just a piece of metal, because it's how heavy.
Yeah, I guess that's
true. If they've got enough energy to push the engine forward, you're gonna fucking die anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's just that little cutaway you sent, that diagram looks a little like a harrowing thing to sit in, but I guess all vehicles are harrowing things to sit in, if you think about it too much.
And, I mean, you know, this is a legendary sports car. One imagines it was actually quite pleasant to drive.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly, a really nice car. Seeing a lot of like modern like refurbishments on them and stuff too. Seeing them like painted up all nice, it's actually a pretty nice looking car. I'll give it that.
Yeah, here's I'll post this in the show notes. Give myself a lot of show notes work on car episodes, which is unfortunate for me. Here is a place that has refurbished one, and they have interacted like before and after refurbish photos, and then also you can do like a panoramic view of the inside, which is nice.
Oh, that's really neat, actually. Okay, huh. I'm taking a look at it now. Stop giving me ads. Watch the collection come to life. Fuck you.
It is, of course, lap belts only. We're in that era.
Ah. Oh no. The.
So as I say, the engine is not the problem.
Yeah, lap belts. You know, the ones that don't the ones that don't really help all that much.
No airbags either, of course. Definitely before that.
Yeah. Interesting after refurbishment that you can tell that they still, I think, use some of the... I mean, it's still using a lot of the original parts. You can tell because, like, you can still see, like, rust on parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't able to clean, like, on the inside or, like, on the little... I'm assuming that's the gas cap in the last image. There's, like, a little bit of rust below the metal there. Interesting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so, yeah, you said this was a sports car. So was this... Was this like a popular racing vehicle?
Or... I think, I mean, there's a touring version of it that we'll talk about in a second. Okay. I believe historically speaking, that's a 1967. So we should talk about a different one first, but there were some, there have been historical like racing versions of it. Further back you go, the less I am confident in, you know?
Yeah.
But so first we should talk about the Porsche 912.
All right. The Porsche 912.
This was a short-lived, the Porsche is a six-cylinder engine. Specifically, they refer to it as a flat six, uh-huh. Right? Because the cylinders are flat. They're horizontally opposed. And it was like, hey, you know what's more fuel efficient? Is a four-cylinder. Some Americans will probably want a four-cylinder. And so that's why the Porsche 912 exists.
Okay, it looks like the 912 also, unlike the original, could have optionally been a convertible.
Sure, that seems plausible.
I saw this while looking through them, and looks like it's a Porsche 912 in design. It's just, it's on the Porsche USA website, too, actually.
The thing I wonder is that a Targa?
Oh, yes, that is the Porsche 912 Targa. I'm on the one... So there's the 1.6 and the Targa comes out actually later. Okay. It's also called the 912 Targa, though. That's why.
I know that when it says Targa, it's a convertible. I don't know if Targa means convertible or something. My German's not that good.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's the... because I'm on the Porsche website right now, and, yeah, it's got the... The 912 has two model versions, which is the 1.6, which ran from 1965 to 69, which is basically pretty similar to the 911 in design, like same hood, same lights, same. I'm assuming it's just the engine change, basically.
I think it might be a little shorter too. Is that slightly? Oh no, it's they're talking about. Yes, I think it is slightly smaller.
Okay. And then the Targa, though, comes out in 1967 through 69, and that adds the convertible aspect to it.
For anyone tracking at home, as I'm writing these names down, Porsche no longer looks like a word to me. It's already happened.
Yep. All right. Then what comes up next after the 912?
Next would be the 911T, the 911 Touring, I think.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get a good picture of that. That one came into its own in 1967. So we could look for a 1967 or 1968 one.
I found a 1969 one.
I don't think it changed in that time, so that's fine.
All right, I'll link you that one. This is from a vehicle auctions website. Oh, accidentally added a dash to the end of it. There we go. Okay, it looks like they smoothed it. Though I can't tell if that's just because of the more... No, it looks like the light wells maybe are a little smoother around.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the same side trim. It instead has, like, a whole, like... on the bottom, like, it has a whole, like, line trim. And that looks to be common. Like, yeah, here's another... this is a 1972 model, but honestly, it's not that much different either. And if you look at these, so on the sides, instead of having the line, like the plastic with the metal around it, it's just got a metal bar along the bottom of it instead is the main change. It looks like sometimes it could still have that little plastic bit on the top. Like you can see it really well here on the screen one, but it's a bigger metal bar on the side still.
I'm confused.
Okay.
So... We've got, it's called the Touring, right?
Yeah.
And in my, when I think of the term touring, right?
Uh-huh.
I think of, like, the, they've referred to touring as, like a lot of, like, rally races and stuff. So I assumed that was it. But it's saying this is the four-cylinder, like, budget model.
Oh.
What? So maybe our, I mean, maybe our use of the term touring has just changed over time. Or maybe I'm just wrong about this. Maybe
we'll
I'm
say,
just wrong
honestly,
about this.
I mean, you know, it's a coupe, so they use the extra room on the front, and, like for the front seats, since there's only front seats. Has a decently nice interior, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Just has a nice interior. I was looking at it there. It looks like the rear of the car is also, like, basically the same design now that I found a good rear picture of the same one here. You can still see it's got the same rear grill and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the main thing of note that I could say would be... No. There's actually really nothing different. I think these are all, like, mostly engine changes. And, like, performance changes, because I'm not really seeing, like, all that much of a design change overall on the body here.
Here's your 911R, which is the racing one specifically.
Okay, and same thing. Okay, but it has actually, sorry, it has one new thing. It has the spoiler.
It has the spoiler, and also it has, like, less on the front bumper. It doesn't even have those
patches. Yeah, it doesn't have
now.
The little teeth. Doesn't have the side trim either, actually. The side, like, bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
So, still has the it has a front and rear bumper. They are not, like, metal, though, on at least on the one you linked. They are just painted all in the same color as the car, which is, like, this, for this particular one you linked, is, like, a candy blue.
Well, it does mean that they are metal, because the car would have been metal at this time.
Right.
Here's another, you can tell how metal it is in this picture.
That's
a metal car.
Yeah.
It's also a cute one. Look at that.
I like that one. Yeah, that's a...
This is... We're looking at one that's orange with, like,
all of these
blue
are candy
and white
colored.
Racing stripe.
Yeah.
True.
All of these are candy colored, and they're all making me hungry. but, yeah. What is... Okay, so the orange one has something that the upper one does not have. What is that little, like, circular thing in the middle? Like, if you look in the pinstripe in the middle, on the hood. What is that?
That's the gas.
Oh.
I think.
Why doesn't have it on the other one?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh.
But I believe that is the gas cap. I think maybe, like...
Maybe there's multiple places you can have it.
Yeah, and, like, maybe there were ones that were, like, racing, but were for, you know, commercial... Were sold, you know, like, on the regular market. And then there were ones for, like, race-ass races, and you want it to be a place where you can refill really fast. I don't know.
That actually could make sense. Because if you look at the one above it, I wonder... Yeah, because I don't really see anywhere that the gas can would be on the one above it. So I don't know.
I think it's going to be right by the passenger side or the driver's side door on the hood in front, barely in front. You can see that.
Oh yes,
cut.
You can see that little cut there. Yep. So that's probably it.
That's my best guess.
All right. Then what's next?
Next up, we have the 911 B17. No relation.
Okay.
To the bomber. That's the joke I was making. Right, it's not related to the bomber. Okay.
What does that look like?
It's longer.
Oh, this is a four-person one. Okay, this is a, like, sedan model.
Yeah, a lot of them actually have been four-person, because a lot of them are 2+2. There's space in the back, but this is, like...
Well, you know what I mean, though. Like, this is... Yeah. These are, like, actual back seats, because the prior ones have had very,
they put a little bit of foam down, and you probably won't die if you ride there.
Yeah, like, this one, though, is, like, clearly longer, especially, like, looking at those side windows. Yeah, the front still keeps the distinct shape, the front is still basically the same. It looks like it doesn't have the teeth, either. Doesn't have it has just, like, a little black, like, plastic side bumper, and then can't really see the rear too much. But, yeah, basically, you just elongate, like, the middle and back of the car is what has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
These rims with this color are so fucking ugly, though. Because it's a lime green car with lime green rims.
I'm gonna guess that this. Oh no, this is the concept. All right. I assume the production. Oh no, this is just a concept. The B-17 doesn't seem like it was actually produced.
Oh, okay. It wasn't actually produced. Okay. So gotcha. It was just.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right.
So we have so those cars we've talked about are the OA and B series. How that's delineated is entirely unclear to me from this Wikipedia page. Thank you, Wikipedia. I mean, listen, there's a lot of information to convey. I am still a little annoyed that you never explained the OA and B thing, but okay. Yeah. We move on to the C and D series from 69 to 71, and these were, as far as I can tell, just engine upgrades, so they're not going to look different. We do, however, have the 914, which looks very different.
Oh, let's see.
Here's the Porsche 914.
Okay. Ooh. All right. So, taking the original design, we have. Ooh. Okay. So, these. You still have two popped up areas on the side, right, to the sides of the hood. However, these are no longer where the headlights are located.
Hold up.
Yep.
There are two generations of 914. Let's make sure we're talking about the correct
one.
Sorry,
I was talking about the 914 1970.
1970?
The one at the top.
Okay, yes. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So you have these two jutting up parts on the side. However, instead of being where the headlights are, that is now where the turn lights are, and they are much thinner. Then you now have the hood and headlight. You have the headlights integrated into the hood, and they are pop-up headlights, I'm assuming, given this design.
Yep.
You've got a very flat-feeling hood. No intake or anything on it. You've got a little bit of venting for, like... Oh, that's probably for... that's probably drainage for the windshield wipers, right? Like, that little venting in between the wipers there. I don't know.
I would... guess so, yes.
Yeah. And then
no, you probably just want that to wash off the car.
Yeah, probably
you don't
just
want to
wash
catch
off the
it.
Sides actually, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Then the bumper is very shiny here, at least for this model. You've got a black plastic bar up top, but then like a the lower part of the bumper is like all solid metal and it's quite shiny. And then you have two fog lights located in there, it looks like, or yeah, those would be fog lights at this point. Those are definitely lights actually looking at the things. The fog lights actually have like grills around them also, kind of reminiscent of the grills next to the turn signals on the 911 there back there. So moving on, the car has more of a square overall like kind of body. Like the middle of it, so I don't know if that's a given for all of these, but this one has a soft top roof for sure, I'm pretty sure. That looks like
that. So that's a Targa.
Yeah, okay, so that's a Targa, yeah.
Oh, looks like all of these are Targas, yes.
Okay, yes, so they all, okay. And then, but instead of having the roof sweep into the back, it's now your standard classic car, like, it's bumped up, right? And then you have a more of a trunk, basically. Or, I guess, is the engine still kept in the back for this?
This is a mid-engine.
Oh, what?
This is a mid-engine?
What does that mean?
The engine's in the middle.
In the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Define the middle.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I mean, I don't know enough, Dylan.
Oh, okay. Well, because, like, I was assuming a front or a rear engine. I don't know what a mid-engine is.
I Porsche. It's clearly not, like, between the chairs, but, like, I don't know.
Hold on.
If you're gonna make me
Porsche
say it.
Porsche 914 engine. Okay, hold on. Okay, I see. It is... What the fuck? Okay, hold on. Let me show you this.
Is it split up?
Yeah, what is going on here, actually?
That's cool!
Is it, so is it right... I can't...
No, okay, no,
it is...
Is
it right behind
the... It is right behind the,
The driver's
the
seat?
The chair.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I guess it's like, it's rear... It's okay, so there's like rear mid and front mid is what I'm reading. So this is a rear mid.
Okay,
so it's like scooted forward, but it's still...
You can't have a mid-engine, is the thing I was thinking.
I mean, you could, right? You could have the central console be the engine.
I guess.
That's not what's happening here.
Yeah, but. No. Okay, so now I see how this works. Okay. I understand it.
One of the benefits of a rear engine, and or a rear mid-engine, if you prefer, is that since the power in cars is pretty much always applied to the rear wheels, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it matters the most to have traction. And having the engine in the back, the weight is on the back and helps you get better traction.
Oh, that actually makes sense. This one is shaped much more like a normal car, I will say, is the my main observation of the 914 here.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But it does lose a little bit of its identity. It's funny, though, because it's still, like, you know, a two-person car. Like, this does not have, like, enough room for you to fit four people in here.
No.
But it's just shaped in much more like a normal car.
It doesn't read like a Porsche.
No. Also, it looks real funny when you have the headlights popped up on it.
Yeah.
Because now you have pop-up headlights and, yeah.
But they're still trying to do the Porsche thing where they've got, like, the weird, like, roundiness to them.
Yeah, this is a very strange-looking car, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the more I look at it,
Oh, dear God.
What?
You haven't scrolled down on the 914 page.
No, I have not.
There's a section called Concept Cars, Prototypes, and Factory Specials. Oh. It just keeps going.
We'll go over these in a second. I do need to look at this article I saw that just says 914/6 cult classic, not bestseller. Apparently, people are trying to see. Okay, is it a Porsche or is it a Volkswagen? You see, the Porsche 914 and 914-6 or /6 was a collaborative effort between the German giants. So what happened? Okay, so there's like a whole history to this fucking car. Just the original model, not even on top of the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do we want to start going through these 914s then?
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, so the 914 slash thing is, there is a /4 and a /6 initially, which is based on how many cylinders it has, 4 or 6, right? There are other changes besides, but that's the primary thing. And then there is the 1.8 and the 2.0, which are, again, just, I think it's a new generation, new chain. Well, it looks like,
I hate the way Porsche names their fucking cars is the thing I'm learning from this.
Yeah, it does suck, is the thing.
It's not just like, it's not just like a name and an order.
Well, let's talk about the 19.6 GT.
Or the 914/6 GT. Looks to be pretty much the same design, just a little fancier. You've got, like, again, you actually have the gas refill, it looks like, on the hood again, for the yellow model on the wiki there. You've got your Shell logos and whatnot, and Hewer logos, which makes sense, because it's a GT, it's a racing model.
It's got a bunch of hard points on the hood for towing it, right?
Doesn't really change the base design, really, though, actually. Doesn't, like, remove anything from the hood or anything I can notice. Using this, we can see the back of the car. Yeah, it's pretty much just what if you turned the 911 into having a trunk, you know?
Except for it's not, because that's the engine, right?
Well, no, because the engine is further up, though, right? So...
I guess there would be space, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you want to put your suitcase, like, with a steel wall separating it from the engine? I don't know that I would want that, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, but I feel like, if you look at the way it is on the little cutaway I sent you, like, there's no way you're reaching that engine from the trunk there, right? Like, because look how far in that's not. And, like... So I'm assuming you reach the trunk by, like, folding down the seats or something? Is how you get to the engine, maybe? I don't know, actually.
Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
Hold on. I want to find it out. 914 engine. I want to see if I can find out how to get to the 914's engine, because now I'm just curious. Problem is, I keep getting pictures of people taking out the engine and not... of the engine itself, or, you know, not of the engine in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, weird. Okay, so here's the, So that's the 914 engine compartment, so I guess it is just under there. Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It just, yeah, and that's gotta be the divider for the seat. Okay. It looks like there's more of a gap there, I guess, on the one cutaway, but no, it's, I mean, I guess that is just, it feels like it would be a pain to get into it, though, with that long of a trunk there. But whatever. Anyway, I don't have
hoods. Hoods are longer. Front hoods are longer than trunks.
That is true, but I do feel like the engine is set back enough that you can't get to any parts of it really easily here.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a problem to me.
Anyway, nothing else really changes on the GT, though. It looks like it has dual exhaust in the back, which I think the original only has one exhaust, maybe? Trying to see.
I don't know. We didn't have any good shots from the back. It's hard to tell.
It only has one exhaust. You can actually see in that cutaway I sent because you can see the, what is that?
Oh, you're right.
Muffler.
Mm-hmm. Thing. Yeah.
So yeah, dual exhaust on the GT, though. All right, and then we've got the 914-8,
mm-hmm.
which was originally called the 914-S.
You can guess what that means. They were like, what if we gave it
a commander's
eight
antenna?
Cylinders. Oh, eight yes. cylinders.
Sorry, I was talking about the S there.
Oh, sure.
What if
sure.
we gave it a commander's antenna? No. All right. So it's an eight-cylinder car. It looks like it was just a there were two prototypes made.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have the Porsche Tapiro.
It apparently did have some other differences that you can't really see in the on the picture of the prototype. It would have had quad headlamps, though. And you can see the headlamps are bigger on it.
Mm-hmm. Like the little, so it must have been two per.
Yeah. That's it.
You should pull up the Tapiro.
Okay.
You're going to have to click a link, but this is...
Oh, it's a concept car. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which of these links?
I went with the Top Gear link.
Okay, let's see, Top Gear. Hey, it's got gullwing doors.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's, like, kind of cool. What the fuck? I mean, I guess it's a concept car, and their whole thing is looking cool.
It notes here that this is kind of imitating a famous short-lived design, the De Tomasi Mangusta. And this is, yeah, doing that, like, especially the back of the car imitates that. This is this weird, like, tapered wedge with gullwing doors. And, yeah, this is kind
of
cool.
Also, it's got, like, an orange interior with a gray body, so of course I love it, is the thing. It looks really good to me.
It looks like it should have a rotary engine.
Unfortunately, the only one in existence got into a car accident, and it is fucked up and lit on fire, and you can see its remnants down there. So now it sits in the Itel Design Archives, it's the remains of it.
Oh, that's, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, so they only had built the one.
Such a fun weirdo.
Apparently, they did mention, though, it was actually a, it's a concept car that worked.
Yeah, someone was driving it to work regularly.
Yeah. It was designed to work as a road car. It could, it had rear-wheel drive, and, it could do up to 152 miles per hour, which, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
No slouch.
It seems like it was just a nice car, and then it got fucking wrecked. Oof. Like I said, I actually really like it, because I like gullwing doors. I think they're goofy, but they've grown on me.
So Top Gear plays it down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
They're like, yeah, no, it was a victim of a car accident. It was a bomb.
What?
apparently the owner was a piece of shit. and some labor activists put a bomb on his car.
Oh, okay, but other sources say it was involved in an accident, so there's two different...
But it says most sources.
Okay.
I'm going with most sources.
I'm
going to
go with that too, yeah.
Also, it's funnier.
That is funnier, yeah. I mean, that would explain how it, like... Because it's, like, not just, like, a car accident kind of wreck. It is, like, burnt.
Yeah, and, like, the front of the car is mostly untouched.
So that definitely sounds like, yeah, like a bomb or like a firebomb or something went off on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. All right. And I guess next we have...
I was going to say, it kind of gives me some DeLorean vibes. It inspired the DeLorean.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. DeLorean's, that's a fun flat car. I know mm-hmm. it's cringe to like it because of Back to the Future, but...
okay, let's do another weirdo, shall we?
The Gortz
Eurostyle 914.
Yeah, this
6R.
Is like a that you turned it into a hearse, is what you've done, is what it feels like. Like, not actually, but the shape of it reminds me of that, you know?
Yeah, the first... image result I got on Google Image, the title of this page is, why was this 914 Goertz prototype shelved? I have a fucking guess.
front of it is completely new design again. It still has the sides bumped up, now has the headlights that are hiding underneath on the sides, and so the hood is just a hood. You've got the turn signal lamps on the bumper on either side, and then you've got the little, like, fog lights on the bottom. The car is, by the way, because there's only a couple prototypes of this, this is, like, the nastiest lime green they could have picked, and I hate it.
It's very ugly.
Yeah. The front of it's very pointy. If you're looking at it from the side, it looks like it's drooping, almost. Maybe because of the color, too.
What the fuck?
Grody.
Have you looked from the back?
I see how it opens now.
Like, it's not a hearse. This whole thing is just, like, a weird, like, spoiler that can't catch air. What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's like a faux... That's so weird.
And then you've got, like, these... Okay, so the middle of it is kind of just... It's two doors, you know. You've got silver lining around the doors. You got these really weird handles for the doors. The really weird doorknobs. You don't call those doorknobs on a car. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But then the back, yeah. So the back of the car is where it gets weird again. And it's like this, as you mentioned, there's like a little like sort of spoiler sticking up out of the back middle that is in black. You've got venting along the sides of it, like two really big sets. You've got the back of it can like pop open. I'm presuming because that's where the engine is still.
Mm-hmm.
And but the way you pop it open is not just like you can just open like the whole back. It's weird. There is like a trunk though, so I guess you don't have to open it that way. But like look at this.
That's unhinged.
No, you can see there's probably a hinge at the base.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. Anyway, all right, that's a weird one. I'm assuming this next one's going to be a weirdo, too, because it's the Gerber Sabaro Rotary 914.
Actually, it's not.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Seems perfectly normal to the point that I can't tell what's different.
Yeah, I can't tell what's different. It's got the same headlights and everything. Okay. This is internal changes.
Mm-hmm. It's made by Franco Sabaro. I love his pizza. I don't love his pizza, though.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, Sabaro's is awful.
Shut up.
I
just wanted to make a joke.
The Julius Mirin, sorry for butchering that, is a French one. There was a prototype, and it was displayed at the one auto at the the Paris Auto Show. Let me see if I can find it.
The body of this is funny looking. Like it seems normal at first blush, and then you start looking at the back end, and it's just like strange choices.
This is a weird little guy. This one's got... It's got the same issues as actually... Like, you know what I've learned about these Porsches? I don't like these pop-up lights with the circular lights, but then the white, like, interiors around them, because they had those on the earlier ones.
Mm-hmm.
This is a weird little guy. It's kind of cool, actually, in some ways.
I don't hate it. It's just...
Yeah, so this one goes back to also the classic of the original... oh, goddammit. Google. I was trying to post the back of it. So the back of it has gone back to, like, the original 9-11, like, you know, having the roof and the back just kind of meet, like, you know, very big. It's got, like, a two-tone color. It's got the mirrors I hate, because the mirrors are now on the hood. On either side. This is a weird looking car, though. And then you've got, like, what is going on between the front and the back window? Like, what are those, like, weird little, like, plastic slat things?
Isn't that, like, didn't we learn, like, that's called, like, the H column or something?
Right, but, like, it just looks weird on this.
It does.
See what I mean, right?
Oh, absolutely. It looks like it, like, accordions, and there's... That doesn't make any sense.
Well, we say it doesn't make sense, but now that I'm looking at the design, though, look at this door. Look at the way the panels are there. Does that door open two ways? Like, do you open the front, and then you can pop open that back part, and that's why that accordions?
I guess that might be it. You're saying it has, like...
well, because, look, there's back seats, so... I think you
it
can,
has, like a suicide half door?
Yeah, you see what I mean, right? Because like, look at the paneling on the door there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to see if I can find someone opening the damn doors on it, but sometimes it's harder to find these things for cars than you would think. Oh, hold on. I found someone, I was wrong.
Opening the back, yeah. Uh-huh.
What the fuck? This opens up every which way in a weird goddamn way. And not the ways I expected.
Huh. Yeah, our question remains unanswered.
It's just there. There's that panel there.
No, look closer at it. It slides out.
Oh.
It's like a van. It's like one of the old like sliding van doors, but it only has a tiny bit of give.
Do you have to pop up the back to slide that, though?
I don't think you probably have to pop up the back to do it. I think it's just it pops out to the side a little bit to give you more room to get someone in the back.
It's such a weird little vehicle. I kind of love it. Especially because I love this like two-tone like red and orange thing that these have going on.
Orange?
Not red and orange. Orange and it's like a beige, right? For the other side.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said red and orange. Blech. Look, my... Anyway, yeah, like, orange and beige. Like, I like these colors a lot.
It's handsome colors. I like the sort of, like, the very, futurist, like, swoop of the lines.
Yeah, this looks like, very, like, 70s futurist, right? Like, very 70s mm-hmm. future vibes. It looks nice, though. I like it.
I bet I would hate to own one, but it looks fun.
Yeah. Let's see. It did not reach production. It was sold at an auction for 42,000 euros, which... That doesn't sound too bad.
No.
Like, now that would be, like, 46K. That's, like, the price of, like, a new car, right? So...
Yeah.
Huh.
Listen, I've been looking for a new car. Maybe I should.
Yeah, buy this. Alright, next up we have the Hispano Alema... Aleman Vizcaya, which was a company called Hispano Aleman, built and sold customized cars, and he contracted them, he established that as a company, and then I guess they, you know.
This thing is fucking cool.
Apparently the car was seized due to, owing to a dispute over it between, Heiderich, who had the company. He was the importer of Porsche for Spain, and he was the one who owned Hispano Aleman. And Frua, who was Pietro Frua, was the one who also worked on it. And I guess there was a dispute between them. This is also a very future car looking car, right? Like,
yeah,
it's got this like it's like all silver. You've got these like. The hood has like these two little black stripes. I can't tell. Are these?
No, they're big. They're big intakes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then you've got like, an intake, like, behind the front door, like, on the side. That looks really cool. It has a it's also very pointy at the front, I will say. It's very pointy. I can't see how the headlights are on this. Okay, you can see, the squares on the above image here. Okay, they are, like, pop-up headlights, for sure. They're located, like, on the middle of the body, though. You can see them, like, here on this top-down. You can see the, square for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're set back pretty far, surprisingly. You've got this, like... So if you're looking at the back of this, right, like, it's got a very flat trunk, but it's got, like, these two, like...
Like, the segmented, like, railings?
Railings, basically, like, that are from
they look
the roof.
Super cool.
It looks really cool, though, yeah. So, yeah, you've got this, like, very pointy car, like, that has these, like, this very futuristic, like, all these intakes on the front, on the side there, and then you've got these, like, weird, almost like, 3D printed core kind of like horizontal columns coming off the back of the roof.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
The back, and well, it just reminds you, you know, because like a lot of people do the 3D printing with all those little gaps and stuff. And yeah, no, this looks like a cool like this looks like a cool like I don't know like a Bond car or something, right? Like this feels like. It has that kind of aesthetic. Like, this feels like a spy car or something, because of the, like, the cool silver color and all the intakes and all that.
I don't know. It's a lot, but it's cool.
I like it, yeah. It never went into production, though.
Yeah, I bet.
The Porsche 916. This was apparently a canceled one, but there were 11 prototypes built. Looks pretty similar to the 917. Has some weird changes to the body, though. Like, at the base, like, below the fog lights, you have these, like, little bits sticking forward. Like, these little, like, sort of, like, scoops.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the body of the car, like, if you're looking at, like, the sides and the back, it looks like they rounded it a lot more, especially, like, around the wheel well. But yeah, the version on the wiki that is in this like very like chocolate brown color. It looks really good, actually. I like the color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a weird like rounder version of the existing friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's odd.
Yeah, and it looks like they only built a couple. Then there's the Norstedt Carrera Kaffer or the
just
Norstedt
say
Carrera
just say
Beetle.
Yeah. You'll never guess what this looks like.
Does it look more like a Volkswagen?
A little bit. Because it is one.
Oh. So what is it? A Volkswagen with like... Apparently it has a Porsche chassis though?
Everything is Porsche except for a Beetle body dropped on it.
That's so weird. Huh. Okay. Next up, we have a GM one. So, can you answer me this? Why do all these car companies work together to do this?
I really can't.
Because there's just, like, a lot of car companies working on these Porsches. So, the one here would be the GM XP897 GT, which was a concept... It is a concept car.
Oh, this one's rotary. I love it when they're rotary.
It's a rotary, and also it looks pretty cool.
Oh, I hate the headlights.
Oh, you don't like the weird little like indented like I think it looks neat. It is a little
You have to see how far they're indented. Look at this shot.
Yeah, no, they're very far back.
they're like 2 feet back. It's wild.
So yeah, this is a as Six mentioned, you've got these two headlights that are like indented into the hood and go pretty far back. You've got these, eight, little, like, slits in the middle of the hood, like, in the center of it, columns of four. You've got these, presumably, like, turn lights and fog lights, turn lights on the front, or on the side, fog lights on the front, that are, like, little bar. The bumper is really weird, because, like, the nose of this car sticks out really far forward, and then, like, there's just like a lot of bottom though going on with the front. It's a very weird looking nose on this car. Not only is it a weird looking nose, but then look at the side and how high up it is in comparison, like on that body there.
Yeah.
Like the you've got round windows, got these very like weird looking doors because, like I said, it feels like they are pulled up a little bit higher than you would expect, like just the whole side of the car. And then the back of it, you've just got like, you know, little windows on the back, and it's got a trying to see if I could get a better shot of the back of it. Okay, yeah, it's got a very prominent like set of exhausts and stuff going on here. You've got like a double exhaust, and then what is that on the other side then? So you've got like a double silver exhaust on the left, and then this like weird thing sticking out on
it's the another right. Double silver exhaust. It's just the angle.
Oh, that's so weird looking. Okay, so uh-huh. Four exhausts. The headlights are also, the stoplights are also embedded in the back, weirdly. And it, yeah. You can barely see them because the car is red, like a dark red, so it's like all the same color, basically, on the back here. The back of this car looks really strange the more you look at it, too, actually. Because, like, it's got, like, this, like, panel around the end of it, like, where the lights are and the license plate and all that, and you've got, like, these two, like, dips on the top there. And just the shape of it's really weird. I'm presuming it's a rear-mounted engine, because why else would it be a Porsche variant? This is a very strange-looking car.
Interestingly enough, the model that still exists out there that very occasionally goes to, like, car shows and stuff,
uh-huh.
doesn't have the right engine in it. The Chevy rotary engine did not survive. They took the engine out, and when they sold the car to someone, they didn't give them the engine, and they had to install a Mazda rotary.
Apparently, also, it had to be rescued because it was actually almost put into a crusher.
Sure.
This is
the thing that I you know, this is maybe just me being ignorant and not knowing this until recently, but the stuff about, like, the way, like, taxes work in the United States, where if you decide something's not going to be profitable, you get money back from the government for fucking destroying it instead of trying to salvage it, sucks.
That is, yeah. Yeah, no, that sucks. Alright, then there's the 914 Limited Edition, which are just limited edition cars for the North American market, they had individual color schemes.
It has this... Oh, no, never mind. Okay. The image here has a bad Photoshop over, covering up the license plate, as is very often the case, right? They just scribble over it. And that's fine, but for a second, I thought it was, like, a big single headlight between these two big black teeth, and I was like, that looks so dumb.
This looks pretty similar to the 914, only, as you mentioned, it actually has... the teeth have returned again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had individual colors. I like the Bumblebee one they have here. Looks like otherwise the design is pretty similar to the regular 914, though. They do have apparently a specially designed front spoiler, and then it says the... it calls them, what was it? Negative side stripes?
Sure.
But yeah, looks good. And I guess all these limited editions had front and rear anti-roll bars on them, so.
That's neat. Good.
Yeah. Basically, a lot of change, like material changes, though. Okay, and then, sorry, there is one last one, the F1 safety car. Oh, no, that's just talking about the Porsche 914 is their safety car at the F Formula 1.
Well, used to be.
Or used to be, yeah.
They've moved on, but yes.
Well, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean still to this day. no. All right, where the fuck do we go now? Because I'm like, oh god, that was all 914. Now back to the 911 again?
I think we go back to the 911.
All right, you find where we go next.
We're going to the 1971 to 1973, the E&F series.
Okay. The E and F. Oh my god, the fucking F90 all letters. fucking.
So you should search for the 9/11 1972 is going to be our Huckleberry.
9/11 1972. Okay. Okay, it looks like it's gone back to being the 9/11 again.
Well, it never stopped being the 9/11.
Or I guess, yeah, the 9/14, I guess, is a new... Yeah, I guess the 9/14 is a new body. Whereas this is still a 9/11. So, yeah, no, it's a 9/11.
I want to pull up one of the other ones so we can look side by side, because we've been staring at cars that are so different for so long that I wonder if our eyes are just not seeing it.
I mean, I'd say it's pretty similar. Because, like, okay, so here's a 19... Here's a 1969 model, Model E. Oh, wait, the E and F series are what we're on, though, right? Wait, mm-hmm. But this says 1911 E, but 19... Oh, that's 1970. Sorry, I misread the...
Well, yeah, and it's not... It's E series, but I don't know that it's after, like... Yeah, whatever. I don't know. The 1911 E is not the E series.
I hate.
Just cars. Go by years. Just go by years. Right. I do think we are running into an interesting situation.
Okay.
Dylan, is it possible we found the first ever car company to say the design's good, let's keep it?
Yeah, the main difference I can see on like that 1972 one that I pulled up is the little grills on the front now have the fog lights coming out of them instead of like below or anything.
But those look like they're...
Are those reflectors still?
I think they're like clip-on reflectors. Yeah, oh, I think weird. That's okay. That's a modification.
But yeah, no, the body otherwise that's the same fucking car.
Yeah.
There's also a Targa from 1972.
Sure.
Which, I mean, it looks basically the same.
They got new engines.
Apparently the main thing is on the rear right fender there is an oil filler door. And that is exclusive to the 1972 model.
1972, a tremendous effort was made to improve the handling of the 911 due to the 911's unusual engine placement, rear-mounted with most of the... Blah, blah, blah. Early 911s were prone to oversteer when driven at the limit and could easily spin in the hands of an inexperienced driver. In an attempt to remedy this, Porsche relocated the oil tank from its position behind the right wheel to in front of it. This had the effect of moving the weight, almost 8.5 liters of oil, blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, this was scrapped after only 1 year, because some say inattentive gas station attendants were putting gas in the oil tank.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, I could see why. I mean, it looks like a gas tank. Right, because you have attendants in places. That's I always forget about that.
Yeah, this is that era.
The idea that you wouldn't just pump your own gas is so strange to me.
You just go to New Jersey. I'm still doing it.
Wait, what?
Really? Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, it's protected by law in New Jersey.
Oh, wait, why can't you pump your own gas?
Because people, there's someone's job and they don't want to take their job away.
I guess that's fair. Yes, yeah. Oregon also, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you try and get out of your car and pump your own gas, they will stop you.
It's illegal.
Uh-huh.
I guess because it is specifically because it is a fire hazard.
I mean, sure, that's the reason
That's the stated reason.
Right. You know, the real reason is because they want to protect people's jobs, and that's fine. I get it.
Yeah, it's just, huh. I just never thought about that before. It is a relic before my time. Alright.
Let's talk about the 911 Carrera RS Racing Sport, or Rennsport for Racing Sport, I suppose, in German.
This looks like it looks like the 911 again, right?
It does.
The green one there. It doesn't really the aesthetic changes are minor, if any. I think this is also just going to be, like, engine shit.
Pretty much, yeah. I think
it does have a... We don't see it here, but it does have the ducktail rear spoiler. So that, like, is, like, probably the main thing. But we've seen one with a rear spoiler already, so it's not, like, you know. There's also the RSR, which is in 1974, I think.
Yeah, the RSR looks cool.
I like the paint job on this one. Yeah, that like the blue and the red and blue and white one there. Like, it's got the blue stripes.
I mean, look at the fucking spoiler.
The fucking giant spoiler on the back.
Like, he's talking about a duck tail. That's like a platypus tail right there. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then next up, we hit the GHI and J series from 1974 onward.
This would appear to be a 9/11.
Yeah. So one thing I did notice is it did mention that it has a new impact bumper.
Yeah, on the sides there, it looks like.
Oh, actually, yeah. Well, hold on. If you look at like a picture like this, like this painted one, this makes it very obvious. It's got like those kind of bumpers like that we've seen on some of those other 70s cars. Specifically, it was for low speed protection requirements in the US. So, yeah, these are. I mean, I actually like this style of bumper, so makes sense. Also, the rear ones have been equally as elongated, it looks like.
Good.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yep. Otherwise, the rest of it, it's the fucking 911 or 911.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to jump up because it's, you know, through 1977, so I'm going to say 1977 and see if it changes, but I don't think it does. No, it doesn't. It's the same thing. It's the same damn car. Which, I mean, you know, it's good. It's a solid design. I'm glad they stuck with it so long. Here, you can see this one with the extended bumper also. But, I mean, otherwise, that's the car. It's got slightly more modern mirrors on it, is the other thing I could say. And it's got a car antenna for that particular model. But, like, that's not, you know.
Next up we have from 1976 to 1977, the Carrera 3.0. This is going to look very similar to the RS, but we're going to get a good look here of that ducktail spoiler, which I think looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. It's just a solid little guy. Otherwise the same design though. It's got, you know, it's got the new bumper, and it's got that ducktail spoiler. All right, next we hit the Turbo 930, or the Turbo Type 930. Yes, this has its own article, so...
This is the Porsche 930 or the Porsche 911 Turbo, depending on your region.
Okay, there is an emerald green one. It looks like the Carrera 3.0. It has the ducktail spoiler, like the one that they link immediately on the wiki, the US 1976 930 Turbo. It has the extended bumper... it has one minor change, I would say, which is it looks like the wheel wells on the back are a little wider.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But otherwise, it's got the ducktail spoiler, it's got the same headlights, it's got the same extended bumper and everything else. It's functionally in many ways, the same design.
I do think the white and black one that they show a lot of looks very good.
Yeah, no, and like this, turns out, when you continue making a good-looking car, and it looks good, then it looks good. There is a flat-nose model, which is much later, though, because this is apparently from 1988.
Oh, interesting.
And the flat-nose makes it so instead of having the round headlights, it has pop-up headlights, basically.
And it has, like, Corvette venting on the hood.
Yeah. Looks like a fancy performance version of it is what it looks like just with this particular job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, looking at it though, other than the slant noses, it's pretty similar throughout. There are Targa versions of it, you know, which just mean you can remove the it's got it like a soft top roof.
Right.
This one's got a real weird looking ducktail spoiler. Specifically, yeah. Just because of all the, like, vents in it. Or, like, little grills, basically.
I feel like there was a mention of this. Let me see if I can... Yeah, there's a distinctive large rear spoiler, often called the whale tail or tea tray. Tea tray, I can definitely see.
Yeah. It's really interesting, though, because honestly, even though these ran from 1974 to 1989, they look pretty similar throughout. Other than in the 80s, there were the novel, quote-unquote novelty variants, like the slant nose variant. Mm-hmm. But the mechanical thing is still, it's basically the same mechanically. I guess it was just a solid car, because I guess the turbo was actually popular in the 80s.
Yeah, we also have the TAG turbo down below.
Oh, let me see that one. Yes.
It's on the 930 page, yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Looks pretty similar in design, honestly. It's got more of a bumper, I guess. It has the extended front bumper, but then the lower bumper is also, like, now bigger to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you've got the whale tail, you've got the, same lights. This fucking color scheme is weird. Like, a cyan and gold rims, but, like,
it's a
cheese gold rims.
It's like a Miku-like cyan.
It does, yeah, it's like a Satsune Miku car. The color. All right. Oh god. L, M, A, B, C, and D series. Wait, no, wait, we had those. We already had B's and A's and B series and all that. Why is it back again? Whatever.
You know, whatever.
All right. 911 SC. These look the same. They look the same.
It's sort of a detuned Carrera 3 is what they say.
Okay, because I was going to say, these just look like the Carreras again. The Carrera 3.0. It's still got the extended bumper, but it's got the distinctive lights. You would be able to tell, from what I can tell, from the 1970s and 80s, you could tell what a Porsche 911 is. And
yeah.
I'm not even a car person, but, like, these cars just look the same. Now, where we get the 3.2 Carrera, there's a little bit of difference. Namely, in just the way that the convertible is on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the Carrera Cabriolet.
Yeah, and it's got... It looks like it's a... It's got even more of the, like, the roof gone, right? Like, instead
much,
of having, like, the part
yeah,
sticking it, up the back.
It looks much better as a convertible than the Targas do.
Yeah, honestly. Don't worry, though. You can also see some Targa 3.2s, because there was the Coupe, Cabriolet, and Targa. I would just get the Coupe, honestly, though, still.
Yeah.
I
mean, I...
These look...
I might get
also,
the Cabriolet.
Appearance-wise, these look the same. they have that hood with the... Yeah, no, these are the same. All of these are the same. Okay, they do show this Turbo Look Speedster, which is a Cabriolet one, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I just like this color. This is, like, really weird emerald green they went with.
Yeah.
But yeah, alright. Oh, and then the 928. Oh, wait, position vis-a-vis the 928, sorry. The 920 is, started work in 1971? Larger and featuring a front-mounted V8 and more powerful than the 911's Plat 6. It was intended to be a comfortable Grand Tourer rather than a dedicated sports car. It sold reasonably well until its discontinuation. It never outsold the 911, even though it was meant to, you know, do that.
We should look at this thing. I think there are some things to like about it, but looking at the hood, it is imitating the 911's, like, light style and stuff,
but
it is, like...
Yeah.
And it just makes it look like it's, like, got really bad poison ivy and its face swole up.
Yeah, it looks like the car... this car has been stung by a bee. I don't like this one, actually. The 928 kind of sucks.
I think from the back, the spoilerless one from the back, the early Porsche 928, you get a little further down. I think that looks really cool.
Mm. It's all right. I still think that the front looks weird on all of
this. The front doesn't look good. I will grant you this, and I think that's more important, but I just think the back has an interesting look to it.
It does. I think the worst looking one at the front, though, is this GTR. The 928 GTR down there, because this one was stung by a bee because it looks like the metal is overtaking and growing over all the lights.
The lights, yeah, this looks bad. I know this is not what they mean, but this is the Max Moritz Semi Works 928 GTR. Yeah, I guess the design semi works.
Haha. Look at the fucking sky interior on the 1978 here. This is the Pasha pattern seat trim. Fucking.
This is the like prove you're human, sit in this car.
Fucking. To become one Keyblade ass motherfucking interior.
You know, that's because nobody drove this car.
Oh! Damn!
Well, we're on a roll.
Fuck. I think we're done.
What about the 942?
Oh, wait, I didn't see 942. Where's 942?
It's just a 928 variant.
Where is it? Is it on the page? Where is it at?
Let's see. Here. It kind of works. Okay, this actually, that link sucks.
That's just, yeah. Porsche.
But like, the lights, it just has beady little eyes now. They don't, like, they're not swollen over, which is the thing that's nice. But now they're just tiny little eyes.
Yeah, are they? Huh. Oh, this was a concept car.
Oh yeah, this wasn't like produced properly. This was a gift to Ferry Porsche on his 75th birthday.
This is a weirdly shaped car. It's still shaped like the 911, which is also a weirdly shaped car.
It's like trying to make a long car based on that same kind of...
Yeah, it's...
shape, kind of. Except for it's softer at the back, too.
I feel like every time I see photos of this, I'm looking at crime photos, like when I see photos in life of this, because, like, they're all, like, grainy black and white photos, but, like, with a slight blue hue.
Or, you know, they're surrounded by a bunch of bodies.
Okay, yeah, fair. I was gonna say businessmen, but... just all the pictures in life of this thing tend to be like that.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, it's better than the 928 or 924. The headlights are so strange.
They're very strange.
All right, well, I think we're done now. Okay, it wasn't as bad as I thought. It wasn't as bad as we were thinking, I think.
Dylan?
What? No, is there more?
Click this link, scroll down just a little bit to 9/11 nomenclature, and tell me how many of these links are purple.
We did the 930. Okay, yeah, we haven't done any of these ones, though.
And that'll be part two.
Wait, no, I could still record more unless you can't.
I guess I could do a little more. Sure, let's do the 964.
I mean, it's only been an hour and 10.
It's been an hour and 20, but okay.
Or an hour and 20, whatever. It's been, according to my recording, 1 hour and 17. Okay, fine. I was rounding down.
You don't do that when it's that close.
I always round down. All right, the 964, which is the internal name for the 911 between 1989 and 1994. It actually is a pretty significant difference style-wise. So it's still got the tall headlight area, and the hood is pretty similar of a design, though it looks a little bit more flat, it looks more 80s style, like car style. You know, it's like got a very like flat angular look to it still.
Uh-huh.
It now has, instead of having the extended bumper, the bumper itself is just extended, right? It's not like the earlier 80s style of extended bumper. The turn signal and all that are all integrated into the bumper here. The bumper has two like vents below the or like two wide horizontal cuts below the license plate.
Oh shit! This has a all-wheel drive version.
That's surprising for the year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The side of the car looks pretty similar. Again, it's. it's got the later, like, Carrera and 911, like, the rear wheels are, the wells pop out a bit more, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's because, and if you look at it, you can tell there's a gradual taper that then pops back out.
Yeah, and it's got the, yeah. It's got that whale tail, described,
spoiler
on the back.
Yeah.
You know, for being a facelift, it actually still looks pretty good. I was a little worried at first, like, as soon as I read that bit, and then I looked over and I'm like, oh, wait, no, okay. Still keeps a lot of the same design. If you look at the rear of it, it does have a much, like, the stoplights, it actually has, like, a red bar across the, I would call it the trunk, but that's not the trunk, that's where the engine is now. But, you know, it's got, the red bar goes across the whole of the back.
Mm-hmm.
And also the rear bumper has now been elongated. It basically is just, you took a 911 and you gave it more modern bumpers is what seems to have happened here. Like the modern style of bumpers that carries forward even now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks nice. I think it looks nice still.
It also, I've seen this before. I didn't realize this was when this is introduced. This is the introduction of the electric spoiler.
Electric spoiler?
Yeah, it'll move up and down based on how fast you're going to get you optimal, you know, downward force.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Looking at these, though, a lot of these seem to basically... So, it looks like this... It was redesigned, but it looks like it kept that same look, basically, throughout, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's, like, the 964 Carrera, the Carrera Cabriolet... the Cabriolet, you know, still has the better, I will say, though, the picture that this person took of their Cabriolet, they should have, lowered the windows.
Yeah, when you do convertible with the side windows up, you look like a fucking goober.
Yeah, it looks very weird.
Man, you posted the image, and, the way it works is it shows you the file name. This owner's a complete douchebag. the file name is Porsche Carrera 4 Cabriolet CA 1990 with herbivores dominating the background because there are vans in the background. You fucking loser.
Of course. I hate when I end up saying Wikipedia file names sometimes.
That's disappointing.
But yeah, no, the actual cars, though, like, it looks like they pretty much stay the same. It looks like there's I'm trying to see if this is a slightly different style of spoiler on this one here.
There definitely is a different spoiler. So we get the RSs.
The RS is what I was looking at for the spoiler.
The Turbo 3 down below, I definitely think has a different spoiler.
Yeah.
Turbo 3.3, I should say. This has like a weird like vented spoiler.
Yeah, and it goes further out on the sides than the others, and it's just kind of bigger in general.
This is the Leichtbau, the light build.
Okay. There's also the 964 Turbo there in purple, but honestly, like I said, it's looking like these don't actually change design that much for most of these variants. There is a Speedster version. The Speedster looks like the main change is it removes the spoiler and has like a bigger back in general, probably because I'm assuming it's a bigger engine.
I think it's also because they have at this point stopped being air-cooled, except for this is air-cooled.
It's funny though, because the front of the car still looks the same, right? It's just the back of it looks all it's got kind of a big back of the car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yep, and then there was the America Roadster, which oh, the American Roadster is a little weird looking. So it doesn't have the spoiler, and it has this weird little like periscope looking light on the back above the air cooling.
Yeah.
There's apparently only 250 of those made. So yeah, weird looking. There was also a 969, which was a concept intended to succeed the 950. Wait, we didn't see the 959 on the nomenclature.
Yeah, so the 959 is just a different car.
Oh, that's why.
We're not
going to
worry
okay,
about
these
it.
These are specific.
And they're like, what if we did a 911 variant that was going to replace it? This thing looks cool.
Yeah.
I like this.
Ooh. This is a fancy looking... This is like a weird. I mean, it's a concept car, so obviously it's a little.
But it's not that concept car. I mean, like, I think some of the details
the
on
sides
it are,
of it are, but yeah.
Yeah, but like, generally speaking, I think this is just. I mean, and this no, the sides are a bit, but like, that's not beyond something you'd see on a sports car.
I guess not. It's a neat looking little car. It does not look like a 911 anymore. I will say that.
No. I assume they're taking
which
like,
is
the
actually funny because if you look at it though, look at the hood. It is the 911 hood. And
yeah, I guess that's true.
Even the light wells. It's just that you know the lights are now pop up lights. I guess it is the 911. It is the modern 911, like the bumper and stuff too.
The back of it is so different, and the back is what we mostly think.
And the doors and all that because you've got these giant like. You got these giant intakes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, the back of it's very square. And you've got, like, all these, like, little, like, scoops. Like, you have these ones on the tail there, and then also on the roof. It's really strange. It looks cool. I like this car, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. This is neat. But I think that's it for the 964.
Mm-hmm.
What if we do the 993 and then we stop for now? Because that'll be exactly half of the variants.
Yeah. All right, the 993. Oh, no, 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 no!
Modern cars are happening.
Yeah, okay, so this starts in 1994 and early 1998. This replaces the 964. This is the end completely of all air-cooled 911 models. And also, we are reaching the end of history as... The lights have, so it still has bumped up lights, right, for the headlights, but they are now, like, more subdued.
They're and barely bumped,
starting to turn into a normal car.
It's the Omni car, it's the all car.
Especially when you start hitting, like, the, you know, now it has the modern bumper design, and, like, you've got, like, a spoiler on the spoiler's still weird, I guess, but I see, like, the start of darkness happening here, and I'm assuming it's only going to get worse as we go on.
What? No, sorry, I'm jumping ahead. I scored.
All right, well, there was coupes and cabriolets, as well as, those were, like, the initial variants. There was the Targa variant introduced in 1996.
Look at the turbo. Look at the back of the turbo. What is happening?
The weirdest spoiler on the planet.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
That's really strange. Yeah, that's a very
it's like,
spoiler.
It's like a spoiler, but, like, it has a huge, like, the part where it connects to the hood is most of the width of the spoiler, and so it's like this huge vent, I guess, maybe?
This was also the flagship car of the video game Need for Speed High Stakes.
A game everyone remembers. Need for Speed High Stakes.
I mean, to be fair, does anyone remember any Need for Speed like that are the old ones?
I remember the original Hot Pursuit. That game was good.
Okay.
Not the remake, the new one. The old one, I mean. You know, back when it was on.
I think the first Need for Speed I can like remember is like I remember Most Wanted, I think. I don't actually know that many Need for Speeds, though. That's not the car series I think of, I guess. Huh. Now that, like, the more I think about it.
So the first Need for Speed I remember is apparently Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit. 1998. Okay. I had that one on PC.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, I it's just,
And then I remember playing Hot Pursuit 2 and being like, this is not it. This is okay, but you didn't understand.
I think the problem that I run into is... I'm trying to think, what car games do I even think of? I don't really think of very many, actually. It's like, I think of... I played a lot of Burnout Paradise on my PS3.
Sure.
Which is a weird one. But yeah. Anyway, then there's the Turbo S, which still has the fucked up spoiler.
No, it doesn't.
Is that not the fucked up spoiler there?
Pull up the picture. If you look closer at it, no, it's not.
Oh, no,
it has
okay.
some parts in common with it, but it is the spoiler is separate.
Yeah, okay. Still looks a little weird, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this carbon fiber and leather interior trim on the inside, actually. It looks...
It's extremely gross. Ugly.
It looks like it's made of meat.
Well, it doesn't have... The lighting doesn't help.
Yeah, and yeah, that's fair.
Some gross.
Then again, with the color lighting. Of the car, though, too, it's just... This looks like the meat car.
Yeah, I feel you.
Alright, the 4S Carrera and Carrera S, which...
Don't look different enough for me to care.
Don't look different enough to care. The RS... Doesn't look different enough to care. Like, it's got a little bit more ornamentation on the bumper, I guess, on the sides of the bumper, and it's got a fancy spoiler. Like, that looks like almost like a normal spoiler, but still a little oversized for the kind of car this is.
Yeah. Porsche 911 GT2. This is okay. This I will note.
I mean, it's got a spoiler that has intakes, which is incredibly funny to me.
But pull up, like, here, if you pull up the actual page for it, look at that thing.
I mean, the paint job looks nice, but ultimately,
I guess I'm talking about the art. Well, but you've got like more venting on the hood, and you've got extra reflectors, and you've got these interesting side intakes. They're doing things. I guess I'm talking specifically about the RS.
Yeah, the RS. Okay. Yeah, I was just talking about the base 993.
Oh, God.
The 996 has the weirdest headlights I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's got, like, a
Why?
Bug face. The 997,
No.
Nah,
I got to the 991. The 991 is just a car.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's just a modern car. Yeah.
Why do they do this to us, Dylan? Like, they were... For a while there, they were like, what if we just made cars?
Yeah, and then the only other 993s also are the Speedster, which has a lowered roof and a slightly redesigned interior, and the Cabriolet Turbo, which is just a turbo that is also a convertible. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm dreading the next half of this, because is the next half just going to be us going, they made it worse, they made it worse, they made it worse, they made it worse?
I can't imagine how it'd be anything else.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked ahead, and I won't. But I'm imagining, just from the preview we have here, it's just going to become modern cars. All right, well then, Six, it's been an hour 30. Where can people find you and your work online?
You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. Did I say just Twitter? Because you also co-host. I don't remember if I mentioned that. I don't remember what I said 5 seconds ago. Anyway, you can also find my work at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. Dylan, what about you?
You can find me at LowPolyRobot on Twitter and on co-host. And yeah, if you've been here an hour and 30, you know what I do. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, all right.
What if someone just came up, they're just like Googling like podcasts about Porsches?
Okay, fine. I mostly post, if you didn't know, Mechanista NG is usually a mecha podcast, and I usually am posting things about giant robots since I like giant robots. And incidentally, people like to request cars a lot here, so we have that, a lot of that, too. Alright. Anyway.
This is a quote from one of the founders of Porsche, Ferdinand Porsche. I couldn't find the sports car of my dreams, so I built it myself.
And then they fucked it in the future, Porsche!
Yeah, then I died and they've ruined it!
Fucking ruined it. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, so it turns out, after the fact, we were looking at the Wikipedia pages, and so Ferdinand Porsche there, that guy who founded Porsche, that guy was a fucking Nazi. Fuck that guy. But, you know, we mentioned earlier, you know, Ferry Porsche, his son, was a fucking Nazi. Fuck that guy. And you know what? His son, Ferdinand Alexander Porsche, actually was not a Nazi, so that's okay. That's good, right? He actually is the one who designed the first 911, so that's cool. Also, he was kicked out of design school because they said he had no talent, and then he made the 9/11. Go figure. Fuck Nazis, go home. Also, I wanted to do some fun Porsche music, but the only two songs about Porsches I could find were, like, really horny in a way that I'm not here for. So just enjoy some random song I have stored on my hard drive.
Emergency, paging Dr. Beat. Emergency!